Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, Bands on the Beach tonight coming up in less than 50 minutes. Vinyl Revival. Got it right that time. On stage, 7 o'clock, Casino Beach stage. You can bring those coolers and the beach chairs. Just leave the pets and the glass at home. Should be a great show tonight. Look for the folks in the yellow. It's our cat country. station is there manning the fort, as we say.
Absolutely.
And they do a great job at that. Let's go ahead and jump into the top three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Florida Department of Education has released its district grades. Scambia Public Schools maintain a grade of B. 86% of the schools upheld or exceeded their performance last year. Total of 16 schools earned A grades in Santa Rosa County. 15 schools earned an A. 5 schools improved their grades by one letter grade.
And Escambia County and the City of Pensacola will hold a joint meeting on Thursday at 9 a.m. to discuss the future of the Pensacola Bay Center. County Commissioners, City Council members, and Mayor D.C. Reeves will discuss establishing an Escambia County Bay Center and Environs Advisory Committee, and there will be an open discussion on the Bay Center itself.
Okay, here's your third story we'd like you to know about. Financial times, pretty tough, as residents in Santa Rosa County could potentially see less development coming to their county. An anticipated $12 million shortfall in revenue is leaving commissioners no choice but to rework department budgets and rely on the county's reserve funds, which is about $44.5 million. That's the available funds. The balanced budget may require up to $11.8 million of those dollars. The board meets Thursday for another round of budget discussions.
All right, knocking on the door of 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. We may have a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound on the Var Parkway towards Highway 87. But outside of that one spot, it doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next several days are going to have some rainfall chances with highs sitting at around 92 degrees each day.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we have an update this afternoon on the shooting reported earlier this week where a man had reportedly shot his father. Well, as it turns out, it was actually the man's uncle, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The reason that it was mistakenly put out as a son shot his father is because the caller called and said that her grandson had shot her son.
Okay.
And so it...
All right. By the way, the uncle later died of his injuries. Simmons says investigators did not determine the shooting to be self-defense, so Thompson was charged with the homicide.
And Pensacola's General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial has hit a standstill. The Memorial Foundation missed the city's June 30th deadline to show evidence of full funding for the project. However, the city says that this doesn't necessarily mean the project won't happen. City Administrator Tim Kinsella says this will actually allow them to start brand new with the agreement. There's no word yet on when the new agreement could happen, though, or what it might look like.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Atlantic hurricane season well underway. Santa Rosa County officials saying keep up to changing weather conditions. That's the important words this summer, and especially during severe weather conditions. Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker.
We have a tool called Alert Santa Rosa, and I think the scheme has gotten this well in Okaloosa, but it's basically a pass-through, and you can check, like, for example, me. I put my house on it. I put my work on it. I put the UFC on it, addresses. And if there is an alert, because they've went to more of a polygon model, so you're not getting countywide blast now. You can get, you know, specific for areas.
Okay.
And if there are any of those emergencies that hit any one of my three addresses, I get an alert on my phone.
Saharan dust in the atmosphere has so far delayed tropical development in our area, but hurricane season still has a long way to go and peaks in late August and early September.
And a woman has been arrested at Mar-a-Lago. Palm Beach police say she showed up and claimed to have an urgent message for President Trump. When officers arrived, Secret Service agents were already engaged with Caroline Shaw, who they say also told the agents she had firearms in her car. Trump was not at his Palm Beach home on Monday when the incident occurred.
Well, a child is awaiting surgery after he was accidentally shot yesterday, Monday. WOFL, our good friends down at Fox 35 in Orlando, Esther Bauer is in Brevard County this afternoon with the details.
The sheriff's office says the child was airlifted to a hospital in Orlando. Deputies are on the way there right now to speak with family members about how this could have happened. There is a Buddhist temple right across the street. People leaving that temple were shocked to know a child was shot.
It's usually very quiet over here. I never see anything really happen that's too crazy. But this is like... Oh, my God. Yeah.
The sheriff's office says the shooting appears to be accidental, but they are still investigating. Charges could be filed depending on what circumstances led up to the shooting, if the firearm was not stored properly, or if there was alcohol or any kind of drugs involved.
And an urban search and rescue task force from the Central Florida region is deploying a full team to assist with recovery efforts in Central Texas. Assistant Chief Todd Zellers with the Seminole County Fire Department is leading the team. The 35-member squad is composed of firefighters from Seminole, Orange, Orlando, and civilian specialists. So multiple counties involved here. A Swiftwater rescue team from Task Force 4 left for Texas yesterday.
And Chunk E. Cheese created a franchise geared toward adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade, which has only 10 locations around the country. Fox 13, this is WTVT down in Tampa Bay. Kaylee Tracy spoke with an employee, Owen Stewart, at the Tyrone Square Mall. This happens to be in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Zoe Smith and her mom, Denise, beat the heat Monday by playing endless games of air hockey.
That was the first time that she was actually playing with it. I don't think the original one had that, so it's kind of nice that they had some more mature stuff for her.
In late June, they rebranded Fun Spot Arcade, which opened in January, into one of just 10 Chuck's Arcades in the country.
There's a lot of people that really missed having an arcade in this kind of space.
They have more than 40 games, old and new, like a virtual reality game. You load money onto a game card and tap to play instead of using tokens. And as far as tickets go for prizes, at this location,
you just come in and you play all the games that you want.
But you can try your luck winning a prize at the claw machine.
619 News Radio 92.3. A 30-year-old man tried to hitch a ride on the back of a UPS truck. Well, needless to say, he's going to jail. CJ Papa has more.
A witness says he saw the man sitting on the back of a UPS truck holding on to the metal door handle as the vehicle traveled along Palm Coast Parkway. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office says the suspect, identified as Michael DeVerse of Holly Hill, was scrambling away from a Lowe's home improvement store after trying to steal nearly $1,500 in merchandise. The UPS driver stopped the truck, telling the man to get off, which he did. He took off, but was later arrested on a shoplifting grand theft charge. Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley says he tried to get away in a UPS truck, but instead earned himself free same-day delivery to the Green Roof Inn. That's the sheriff's nickname for the county jail. CJ Papa, Fox News.
620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Looking for a local shop that carries Michelin tires that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust. Downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin, Tire Trust has been taking care of people in Pensacola for over 23 years. Featuring the Michelin line, Tire Trust prides themselves on service you can trust. Tire Trust is more than a tire store. They're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust and Michelin tires, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Here comes the Blues and the team at DeFranco Gas to fuel your peace of mind with a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas. They provide new generators, service your existing generators, and any of your gas-powered appliances. Gas grills, tankless water heaters, heating, and AC units. All things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and company has the expertise and experience to get your home ready for the storm season. DeFranco Gas, a member of the Better Business Bureau, and providing free estimates for all things gas. Call DeFranco Gas today and schedule your appointment.
Hi, this is JP Wibbs with Buggy Works, inviting you to come see us at our brand new facility in the heart of Car City. Buggy Works is the premier golf cart and LSV supercenter and is the authorized sales and service dealership for Denago, Star EV, Yamaha, and EasyGo franchises. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and rentals. So stop by Buggy Works at 5831 Pensacola Boulevard or visit us online at buggyworks.com. That's BuggyWorks.com. BuggyWorks.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Blue Angels are flying to Pensacola Beach this week, and on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m., you can catch the live narration right here on News Radio 92.3.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars. Oak tree, you're in my way.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A little Lynyrd Skynyrd this afternoon. Sounds pretty good. News Radio 92.3, the recently passed spending bill calls for additional investments in both defense and border security. This is including more resources for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE. Kevin Yurinsky has the story.
Trump administration border czar Tom Homan spoke about the expected additions Monday.
It's a huge plus, 10,000 more officers.
Homan explained why the additional personnel will make a difference.
When people go to arrest somebody, they go in detention. Then they go into immigration hearing. Then if they get order removed, they get removed. That's all ICE's job.
He says ICE is finally getting the resources it needs.
There's over 600,000 illegal aliens in this nation with criminal histories walking the streets. We need to find them quickly.
Homan adds that the increase will especially help in sanctuary cities.
We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day because they don't honor our detainers.
The bottom line, according to Homan,
more boots on the ground means we arrest more bad people and make this country safe.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed as investors assess the latest developments on the trade front. President Trump said there will be no extensions on the August 1st reciprocal tariff deadline. Copper prices surged to fresh highs after the president said the U.S. would put 50% tariffs on the metal. Among the 11 major S&P 500 sectors, tech and energy gained, while financials lagged after HSBC analysts downgraded the leading U.S. banks. Shares of NVIDIA rose 1% and notching a record close and edging toward a market cap of $4 trillion. The Dow winners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, here I go again. Let's see. Not too much on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backup still if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 89 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 this evening. The next several days have highs at around 92 degrees with rainfall chances lingering. It looks like our worst day as far as how high the rainfall chances get as of right now is going to be Thursday with 70% chances.
Yeah, the operative word is pop-up showers for the next few days.
We learned last weekend that that is, in fact, the case.
Absolutely. With bad weather, let me just kind of shoot you up north a little bit. Storm watch sweeping across the northeast, including Philadelphia. Hey, not only do they have flooding conditions going on right now, we're seeing a lot of the B-roll come on our Fox feed. But the rain, the workers, the municipal workers up there, we're talking about the sanitation workers, are on strike. They've been on strike for 8 days.
Right.
Can you imagine?
It reeks.
It does. Nice word. It reeks. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Philadelphia with more.
Bless her heart.
Not only are we in a severe thunderstorm and a flood watch, but we've got a heat advisory and a sanitation strike underway, and that's got a lot of people on edge. We've got these temporary dumps set up, but many of them are overflowing, and there's trash lining lots of streets here because of city workers going on strike about 8 days ago. They are wanting higher pay and better benefits, but with the rain in the forecast, some people are worried about some of this trash blocking up storm drains on some of the blocks that we're seeing all across the city. They've got 60 sites set up like this temporarily to help people get rid of some of the trash that they're accumulating.
And President Trump been talking a lot with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They were set to meet again today. Speaking during a cabinet meeting, Trump said that they were going to talk exclusively about the war in Gaza. The president said that they got to get that issue solved. Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff said that they're hopeful to have an agreement on a 60-day ceasefire by the end of this week.
You know, I watched their noon meeting when they, because President Trump called a cabinet meeting, and right. Then they had Netanyahu, and it was quite a day. Now, tonight's quite a night because Netanyahu is breaking bread with President Trump. Mm. They're eating in the White House. You know, it's probably pretty good food.
I would hope.
Okay. As entrepreneur Elon Musk forges ahead with his new third party, he's seeking the advice of somebody who started an independent movement of his own. Gary Baumgarten is in on News Radio 92.3. Here we go.
Musk reached out to former presidential candidate and later New York mayoral candidate Andrew Yang. Yang co-founded the Forward Party in 2021. A source familiar with the conversation said that the two discussed Musk's push to create the America Party, which Musk aims to field some candidates in next year's midterm elections. Yang telling Fox News he is excited for anyone who wants to move on from the duopoly. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a sentencing date for Sean Diddy Combs will stay the same. In a letter submitted during a virtual hearing earlier today, the two sides proposed the original date of October 3rd. Combs' attorneys had been pushing for that date to be moved up. Last week, Combs was found guilty of transporting people for prostitution, but he was cleared of his more serious charges.
Very exciting day today. It is Amazon Prime Day, and despite its name, it lasts throughout Friday. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the details.
Amazon is pushing its own products, as you might imagine. The Echo smart glasses that work with Alexa are 50% off. Their kids' Fire tablets are going for 42% off. Also, Amazon apparently makes its own things, including dog chews, and they're offering 33% off a Wag elk antler for, quote, aggressive chewers. Those who sell on Amazon are taking advantage, though, as well. There's a cast iron skillet on sale for $25. You can get a memory foam mattress for under $80. There's some popular air fryer and smart TV brands with steep discounts. One company's wireless earbuds are going for under $20. Last year, more than $14 billion worth of goods were sold during two Amazon Prime Days. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, it's Red, White, and Blues Week. The four-day event begins tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. with Breakfast with the Blues. Thursday, practice flights at 2. Friday, full dress rehearsal at 10:30. And Saturday, of course, it is the official beach air show beginning at 10:30. The Blues fly at 2. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. At least 109 people are dead and scores more are missing as search and rescue operations continue in South Central Texas. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Kerr County.
With the hope of finding survivors growing more bleak by the hour, hundreds of rescuers continue to work through the Texas heat, finding victim after victim, dozens of them children who had been asleep when the floodwaters rose.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to significantly downsize the federal workforce by reversing a lower court order. Fox's Jared Halpern with the story.
An unsigned order says the lower court's injunction inflicts severe harm on the government and interferes with the executive branch's internal operations and unquestioned legal authority to carry out a government-wide reduction in force.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the lone dissenting vote in the ruling. America's listening to Fox News.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Daddy wrestles alligators. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Florida Department of Education has released its district grades, and Escambia Public Schools maintained a grade of B. 86% of the schools upheld or exceeded their performance last year. A total of 16 schools earned A grades. And then in Santa Rosa County, 15 schools earned an A. Five schools also improved their grades by one letter grade. Good for us.
Yeah, good. That's good information. We have an update this afternoon on the shooting reported earlier this week where a man had reportedly shot his father. Well, it turns out he actually, it was the man's uncle, not the father, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The reason that it was mistakenly put out as a son shot his father is because the caller called and said that her grandson had shot her son.
Okay.
And so it.
All right. And thirdly here, financial times are tough as residents in Santa Rosa County could potentially see less development coming to the county. An anticipated $12 million shortfall in revenue is leaving commissioners no choice but to rework department budgets and rely on the county's reserve funds. And there's about $45.5 million worth of that available. The balanced budget may require up to $11.8 million of those dollars. The board will be meeting Thursday for another round of discussions.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, new tech may soon put an end to longtime TSA requirements of removing shoes when going through airport checkpoints like Pensacola International. New radio wave technology can be used to confirm whether a passenger is hiding something in clothing or shoes. NBC's Tom Costello.
It is far less intrusive. It is no risk at all to the passengers. As they roll that technology out, as they become more comfortable with it, the thinking is that that is likely to allow them to proceed with keeping shoes on. If you have pre-check, you can already keep your shoes on, of course.
All right. And FHP still investigating a fatal hit-and-run crash that occurred on June 20th on Nine Mile Road, where a man was struck and killed while using a crosswalk. The white SUV involved fled the scene but was later found, and a 34-year-old man who claims to be the driver has surrendered to authorities. But despite this, the investigation remains ongoing for the sake of verification.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
It's Baltimore! Say goodnight to the Rangers! The Angels walk it off! Literally, they win it 6-5.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, the Angels beat the Rangers 6-5 on a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Swung on a high chopper to second. Schneeman, gloves, throws, bogey! The streak is death, and they do it against the hottest team in baseball since June 1st.
On WTAM, the Cleveland Guardians snapped their losing streak at 10 games Monday with a 7-5 win over the AL West-leading Houston Astros, who dropped 2.5 games behind the Detroit Tigers for the best record of the American League. Detroit stretched its win streak to 4 games with a 5-1 win over Tampa Bay. Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony went 3-for-5, hit his first home run at Fenway Park. Boston beat Colorado 9-3. Toronto Blue Jays won their ninth game in a row, longest win streak in 10 years for Toronto. Blue Jays flew past the White Sox 8-4. Brewers All-Star pitcher Freddie Peralta improved his record to 10-4. The Brewers blasted the Dodgers 9-1. Manny Machado got the 2,000th hit of his career, but the Padres still lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. On 2 runs in the 8th inning, the Giants beat the Phillies 3-1. The Royals tripled up the Pirates 9-3. The Marlins tapped the Reds 5-1. NBA, Paolo Banchero of the Orlando Magic will sign a 5-year rookie contract extension worth $239 million. The deal can be worth up to as much as $287 million. Tennis, quarterfinals underway at Wimbledon today. American Taylor Fritz, seeded 5th, is facing Karen Khachanov. 2-time reigning champion Carlos Alcaraz faces Cameron Norrie of Great Britain. American Amanda Anisimova plays Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova after top seed Arena Sabalenka takes on Laura Sigmund. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former Dallas Cowboys tight end and civil rights advocate Pettis Norman is dead at the age of 86. The Cowboys announced his passing on social media on Monday night, saying he died quietly in his sleep, surrounded by family. He played 12 years in the NFL, including 9 with Dallas, and over his first 7 seasons in the pros, he served in the Texas Army National Guard while also leading civil rights efforts. After his time playing football, he founded Dallas Together Forum in the 1990s, which connected CEOs with minority and women-owned businesses.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The runner-up at a national women's cyclist competitions is protesting the first place winner, who, by the way, is a transgender male, by refusing to take the podium at the medal ceremony. The veteran cyclist, Julie Cutts-Peterson, is a member of the Independent Council on Women's Sports, and she says they never told her that it was a man's race.
After the race, I was angry because I knew what had happened. I've raced thousands of races against women. And not thousands, 100 races against women, thousands against in group rides, sprinting against men. And I knew at that sprint that that was a man's sprint. And at the finish line, I was upset.
And WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark is expected to return to the court tomorrow. Clark's been out since she suffered a left groin injury on June 26th. She said she feels pretty good now, but added that she's going to try to not overdo it and put herself in a good position moving forward.
The Indiana Pacers give an update on when Tyrese Halliburton will return to the court. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Indiana Pacers are going to make sure their star player is fully recovered before he makes his return to the court. Pacers President of Basketball Operations Kevin Pritchard said Monday that Tyrese Halliburton will not play next season after suffering a torn right Achilles tendon in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Halliburton had a magical postseason run before the injury, knocking down a tying or winning shot in the final seconds of all 4 rounds, the first player to do so in a single playoffs. It hasn't been an easy offseason for the Pacers, with the team also losing center Miles Turner to the Milwaukee Bucks in free agency. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This
is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Sam Levitt had a breakout season last year at Arizona State by winning the Big 12 championship and making the college football playoff. However, most of the credit for the Sun Devil's success was directed towards Cam Scataboo and Kenny Dillingham. So with Scataboo off to the NFL, now the Arizona State program belongs to Sam on the field, and he also gets to start wide receiver Jordan Tyson back. And if Sam can take that next step in his college journey this season, then he should hear his name called in the first 15 picks of the 2026 NFL Draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea hard-ass tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a group of doctors and public health organizations suing Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over vaccine policy changes. Here's the latest from Sue Guzman.
Calling it a public health emergency that demands immediate legal action and correction, the coalition that includes the American Academy of Pediatrics filed a lawsuit in federal court in Boston Monday over the decision to stop recommending COVID-19 vaccinations for most children and pregnant women. The lawsuit alleges Robert F. Kennedy Jr. flouted federal procedures and misled the American public. Back in May, Kennedy announced that the COVID vaccine would not be recommended for children and pregnant women because the known risk with the vaccine does not outweigh the purported benefits. HHS officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment about the lawsuit. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And the CDC is ending its response to the bird flu. Department of Health and Human Services officials say that this is because animal infections with the H5N1 strain are declining and no human cases have been reported since February. There's been one bird flu-related death since the CDC heightened its response in April of last year. The largest cluster of cases has been in California and Washington.
This is the best way I can word it. A fast food restaurant is turning up the heat. CJ Papa has a spicy explanation for an item that's available starting today.
Even though they don't offer it anymore, you might want to supersize your drink before eating the new limited-time Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, designed to make you sweat even more during the sizzling summer heat. The company says the new sandwiches are a modern twist on the classic Egg McMuffin, which helped establish a fast food breakfast category when it was invented in 1971. But this sandwich may make some customers grimace at the first bite and could even melt Mayor McCheese. Two new variations, the Spicy Sausage McMuffin and the Spicy Sausage McMuffin with Egg, feature the chain's Spicy Pepper Sauce. McDonald's says, just like your social media stories, the Spicy McMuffin won't last forever. CJ Papa, Fox News.
No problem if you're from New Orleans. No problem whatsoever on the spice. 6:45, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. All right, we're winding it down here. Traffic's looking light. What's happening weather-wise?
Traffic, as you said, is looking light. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But as for your weather, at least locally, 89 degrees, low of 77 this evening. The next several days are going to have highs at around 92 degrees with some rainfall chances lingering every step of the way. All the way into your Saturday, the highest chances we're seeing right now are going to be the first half of your Thursday at 70%.
Okay, looking at the national snapshot, thunderstorms expected in both the plains and the eastern part of the U.S. Janice Dean has that forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms will pop up across a widespread area of the plain states, including Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. The heavy rain threat should lessen over areas that were impacted by catastrophic flooding over the Texas Hill Country over the next few days. Strong thunderstorms also possible along the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast today as a cold front slams into warm, unstable air. The heat ramps up over the Northwest, the High Plains, and the Southwest. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, and hundreds of search teams have been sent out to find survivors of the catastrophic floods in Texas. Fox's Mike Tobin is in Kerr County, Texas, with more on the desperate search for the victims.
With each passing minute, the hopes of finding survivors becomes more bleak. And frankly, when you started getting into subsequent hours after the flood, you get into the next day, it's always been a long shot. But the rescuers out here want to hold out hope until all hope is lost. I can give you an idea, another example of the power of this storm. This was a wooded lot. It looks like a desertscape now. All that remains are a few broken trees and all of the tree stumps. The trees were just snapped right off. This is the kind of stuff that the searchers are going through in the Texas heat, and they are indeed finding victims, more than 100 now. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been on the ground at Camp Mystic, and Camp Mystic really seems to be the heart of this tragedy. It's because you had those 27 little girls and camp counselors who were awakened by the floods and ultimately swept away.
Here's today's business news.
Real estate investors are buying up more property than would-be home buyers. Ah, here you go. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
With home prices surging and borrowing costs spiking, real estate investors are snapping up a bigger portion of properties than potential home buyers. Around 27% of all homes sold in the first 3 months of the year were purchased by investors. That's the highest amount in at least 5 years, according to real estate data provider Batch Data. Between 2020 and 2023, the share of homes bought by investors averaged 18.5%. Investors bought 265,000 homes in the first quarter of the year. Although it's a modest increase from the same period a year earlier, it represents more of a reflection of how traditional buyers are facing affordability issues. Last year, housing sales fell to their lowest level in nearly 30 years. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks fell today, extending losses from yesterday's session after President Trump offered no exceptions to his August 1st tariff deadline. Shares sold off yesterday following the president's social media posts. The Dow losing more than 160 points today, the S&P 500 missed the mark by 4, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 5 points. Boeing delivered 60 airplanes last month, which is the most since December 2023, as the plane maker seeks to raise production of its best-selling 737 MAX jets. The tally was the highest since before a door plug from one of its new 737 MAX 9 planes blew out mid-air in January of 2024. Of that monthly total, 42 planes were 737 MAXes. Crude oil futures for August delivery are down slightly currently, above $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, NHL owners agreeing to a new collective bargaining agreement. This probably makes a lot of people pretty happy. Jerry Max has more on the story.
More than a year ahead of when the National Hockey League's collective bargaining agreement with its Players Association would have expired, the league announced Tuesday a ratified four-year CBA that will run through the 2029-2030 season. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman stated, "This agreement presents a fantastic opportunity to continue to grow the game." Late last month, the two sides reached a tentative agreement. This new deal will extend the regular season from 82 games to 84 games. It also grants NHL players the right to participate in the Winter Olympics next February in Italy, as well, likely, in the 2030 games in the French Alps. The full details of the ratified collective bargaining agreement will be made public at a later date. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Sound Health, based in California, has received FDA approval for the first-ever medical-grade Android app and wearable device capable of transforming a selfie into treatment for rhinitis. The So New app scans the patient's face using a smartphone and creates a digital map of their sinuses. The patient places the So New band around their head, turns it on, and the band delivers frequencies to open airways, making it easier to breathe.
6:51, 9 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. An e-commerce giant gearing up for a record-breaking sale. You know who I'm talking about today. Amazon Prime Day.
Yay. Amazon kicking off a supersized Prime Day. Millions of deals now stretched over 4 days. Its longest sale ever. Adobe Analytics forecasting that Prime Day will ring up $23.8 billion in sales across retailers, or the equivalent of two Black Fridays. The deals aren't only at Amazon. Walmart is also kicking off its own sales event today. It's making discounts available online and in-store for the first time. Target sales are already underway, and so are those at Best Buy. What remains to be seen if shoppers have the interest. Consumer confidence down 5 points last month. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
And a new ranking by World Atlas has called Wendy's the most unhealthy fast food restaurant in America, and I'm sure they're thrilled about it. That distinction can largely be blamed on things such as its Triple Baconator, Frosties, and Fries. Triple Baconator, golly. As far as worst offenders go, Sonic came in right behind Wendy's, followed by Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and KFC. Knocking on the door of 652 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the fall semester is now open. Classes begin August 18th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. That wasn't Ozzy, was it?
No, but you're on the right track. It was Robert Plant.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrong old British metal singer.
Good.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads, luckily. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue doing so. Let's see. As for the weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. The next several days have highs sitting at around 92, give or take. We are going to have some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days, similar to how we did today. The high over the course of the next several days looks like it's going to be Thursdays, currently sitting at a 70% chance.
Here's today's pop culture news.
New study shows the nation's youth becoming less healthy. Tom Graham has an explanation for us.
Children are more likely to suffer obesity, chronic diseases, and mental health problems than kids 17 years ago. That's according to a new study published Monday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The findings show obesity is up 17% from 2008. The findings also reveal children are 15 to 20% more likely to have a chronic disease like anxiety, depression, and sleep apnea. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has pushed for a national policy conversation about children's health, but critics are skeptical following the Trump administration's cuts to federal health agencies. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And the composer of one of the most iconic TV theme songs has died. Mark Snow received 6 of his 15 Emmy nominations for his work on The X-Files. He also composed music for multiple TV series and TV movies, such as Heart to Heart, Blue Bloods, Something About Amelia, and Helter Skelter. The Variety reports that Snow died on Friday in his Connecticut home at the age of 78.
Well, some crackers are being recalled because of possible labeling errors. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Multi-pack carton sizes of Ritz cracker sandwiches are part of a voluntary recall because peanut butter sandwiches might have been mislabeled as cheese, though the outer packaging carton correctly says contains peanuts. Parent company Mondelez says the filled crackers were manufactured in the U.S. for national distribution. The recall involves a variety of package sizes. The mislabeling could result in a life-threatening allergic reaction to people who are allergic or have severe sensitivity to peanuts. Mondelez says no other Ritz or other products are included in the recall, and anyone with questions can contact the company. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And sentencing is set to take place, or was set to take place today, for a Myrtle Beach man who was featured on the Netflix show Tiger King. Begavan Doc Antle pled guilty in November of 2023 to money laundering and trafficking exotic animal charges. He owns Myrtle Beach Safari, which is a private zoo, which was featured on the show.
This is a feel-good story. Bachelorette alum Katie Thurston has shared some good news about her battle with breast cancer. Tanya J. Powers is in this afternoon with the report.
Bachelorette alum Katie Thurston has shared some good news about her battle with breast cancer. In an Instagram post, she said that following her three-month treatment plan, her tumors are shrinking. She first revealed that she'd been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in February, and in March, she shared that it had spread to her liver. Thurston, who was on season 25 of The Bachelorette, says she'll be on a treatment plan, quote, for life, due to the kind of cancer she has. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a former MTV reality show star facing involuntary manslaughter charges, Whitney Purvis is a former star of the show 16 and Pregnant. She was arrested yesterday in Georgia in connection with the death of a man earlier this year. He died from a toxic overdose of a fentanyl and xylazine mixture that he allegedly obtained from her. Purvis was also in the news just last month after the death of her son, Weston, at age 16.
One of the most anticipated films of the summer is already generating big buzz from the first crowds to get a look at it. Tanya J's back, and she has her comments.
The long-awaited new Superman movie is getting its first audience reactions after its L.A. premiere on Monday. Those who screened the film, which included press, influencers, and other media, are calling it a new start for DC Studios, with others praising its exhilarating action and calling it, quote, beautiful and hopeful. It stars David Corenswet and Rachel Brosnahan and is directed by James Gunn, who is best known for his work in the Marvel Cinematic Universe on films like Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, as well as all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Superman is the first DC film for Gunn since he took the reins of the Warner Brothers superhero label in October 2022. It's in theaters on Friday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I want to leave you with this story because a lot of you can probably relate. The typical 9-to-5 job isn't cutting it for many Americans as the cost of living continues to rise. Even those with full-time careers in fields such as real estate and tech are turning to side hustles to cover bills and make those ends meet. A March Lending Tree survey showed that 40% of Americans have a side hustle. You go out and make it a great Tuesday evening. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.